Hello, Malika.
I'm so happy to hear from you.
Yes.
Hello.
Steven is with me.
Hello. Oh, glory to God.
Hello, Malika. It's a pleasure to read what you have written to us. The message you
Have you seen the message I've written to you?
Yes, you sent it to Axel, and it's very good to read. Glory to God.
Yeah, glory be to God, my dear brothers, and you know, God is so amusing. God is, He has made me to laugh and He has made me to cry.
Yes.
Because have you seen the photos I've put?
We are soon going to see them.
Yeah, my dear brother, look at your wall right now and see how God has blessed this widow.
Yes.
The God we serve is a God who never fails.
Amen.
Amen. So we are looking on the Facebook here.
Yeah, you can look at the Facebook because I'm posting some more photos on you on your wall and you look at them.
Okay. So you put it on our wall.
I'm just sharing them to you.
Yes.
In order to show friends there and also to show other people there, in our friends, in order to know what we are doing.
Yes.
Here, and we should thank God for it.
I found the pictures that you tell about, Malika.
Are you seeing them?
Yes, we are seeing them now.
You can
look at them, but I thank God, I give glory to God for what you've done for this lady.
Yes.
And the community around is worshiping God for all God has done.
Amen.
People were afraid. I left people saying that, please give us, you are going to give us some food, you are going to give us, we are going to share that bird with you, we are going to share the beef. A lot, glory be to God. I'm so happy for all what God is doing.
Yeah, that is so great. I can see you holding a turkey.
It is a chicken.
You found a big chicken for the family.
No, actually, this widow has taken 3 years without eating it. So, God led me to do all that. What you are seeing is what God led me.
Yes.
And other food stuffs are in the white bag. And I brought them 2 liters of milk, and they are so joyous. And, you know, they had taken some 2 days without eating food.
2 days.
So when they saw me coming in, they saw Jesus coming to save them.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so nice to see.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God is good.
All the time, it's God is good.
Is it bananas you have on the floor?
Yeah, bananas, we eat it as a cultural food here. So, banana is somehow expensive, but to go, also I had to buy them at least that banana, they can share it 1 week when they are sharing that banana.
Yes. And that gives much energy too. Bananas.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah, we are so happy that we can stand together with our friends in Africa.
My dear brother, so what I want you to do is that get those photos and share them to friends and show them to friends for the great work we are doing here in Uganda and to this widow.
Yeah.
Because this is the project we did, and most of the people contributed on it. And also, the widow told me that 3 of the children were away, they were at school, but the rest of the children you see, they are not at school. They don't have school fees. So, they were so she told me that that's why the 3 children are not around, but she's apologizing that they were not around, but the next time they will be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But also, I'm so much happy for what God has done. You know, when I reached there, so many people saw me carrying the food, carrying the banana. So people were saying, how can a man of God carry this all? But for me, you know, when I'm on a mission, I don't look at people. I'm focused to do what God tells me. Then I leave the rest to Him.
That is wonderful.
Yeah.
One drunkard man said that the God of this widow has come to visit them, and he said, "Glory, glory to the God of this widow. God has visited her." Then I was so happy for that.
Yeah. That was wonderful.
It must be wonderful to give them all of this, just to be in near them. I wish I could be there.
I hope my God.
I hope we can do something in Africa.
Yeah, I hope you were here. Automatically, you wouldn't have seen all what happened. But I'm telling you, really, God is so good.
Yes.
Because these young children started crying for the bread. They started crying for the bread because they wanted the bread. You know, I brought to them a sweet bread. So they were so happy. They started crying for the bread. Then when they saw me giving the mother the money, she is going to use for the business and also to pay rent and also to pay rent, start business. So they started also, they were saying, "Mom, give us money. Mom, give us also money." So they were so happy, and some cried tears because they had seen Jesus visiting. They saw Jesus visiting them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is so great. And
so really, I'm happy that this mission is accomplished, and I don't know what I can give to God, but we should just thank God, because I saw the glory of God. I saw the glory of God in this community.
Mm.
One man, one neighbor came in, he's a man, however, I forgot to get a photo of this man. He came and told the widow that, "Please, I'm the one to remove the head of the hen. And we shall share this thing because I've taken time without eating the hair." So I saw them so jubilating, as if they were saying, today's Christmas. Christmas Day, Christmas Day, Christmas Day, because they saw a lot that I brought for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so big. It's much better to give than to receive.
That is true.
That's a saying, and I think it's a spiritual law, because when a human being is giving something, it's something spiritual there, which God has created, because everyone is going to experience this when they are giving. The false teaching and the lies which we were born with, we thinking everything is getting much to ourselves. That is not the truth. Because when we give, we are really going to have joy inside our hearts. It's not there. You can have so much riches. Because in Norway, around us, there are very many rich people. They have much materialism, but they are perhaps very, very sad inside in their house, even though they have big houses and the biggest cars and everything. But they really have it's something missing, really. And I remember Jesus saying in Revelation, "You say you are rich, but you are poor." And I think that's a spiritual. They're lacking the real joy inside their hearts. And when they start to give and love each other, this peace and this joy is coming inside. Mm. Then they are getting rich.
Yes.
That's what I think.
And also, when you you get blessed, even more blessing from God, you know, what I think of then is one of the blessings is joy, love, and peace, and harmony.
Yeah, you know, my dear brother, the truth is, when I reached this place, I saw people, the people, when they, these, the widows saw me and the children, they shouted a lot as if a thief had come in to steal them. And they were shouting. So the people who were in their houses came out to see what's happening outside. But they had seen a miracle coming into their house. So they saw me bringing in the food slowly by slowly, because the bus had stopped far away. So I had to walk a distance slowly by slowly, as I come with my bunch of banana, as I come with my bag full of food, slowly by slowly. Really, I got tired because it was the bunch of banana is too heavy.
Yeah, very heavy.
But for me, I said until I finish this mission, however it's heavy, God is done to pay me. Yeah. So when I reached there, though I was tired, I forgot that I was tired because people were so jubilating when they saw me. Then they asked me, they thanked God for what is happening. Mind you, these people where they are staying, there are so many people who are not Christians, who are not born again Christians. So when they saw me, the people were saying, this woman can pray, Eva, this widow. They were talking about the widow, and also they were talking about his God. But the God of this widow is so powerful.
Yes.
So I was so happy that these people, the community knew that the God of the widow is powerful.
Yes.
Because of the love that has come into her house. Because most of the people were thinking that the God of the widow had forsaken her. But at last, God came down and manifested himself.
Yes.
And one of the ladies, when you say a lady, brown lady is having a baby, that lady said, no, please, you should pray for me also, go to visit my family. So I had to pray for them, and you did good when you called, and so you prayed, and I was also interpreting for them, because some don't understand English. So you were praying and you were speaking as I was interpreting to these people, and they were so touched. So when you started praying, all of them, they had to put up their hands with one heart and with one faith, of because God has blessed them.
Yeah.
And really, they told me that now we are running to the market to buy clothes. Tomorrow we are going to church.
Hallelujah.
The children were so happy going. They want to go to church and to buy clothes today, and they wanted to go to church tomorrow when they are too much smart.
Yeah.
So really, what I've come to know, when God visits someone, he brings back the joy which was stolen by the devil.
Yeah.
So, what I've come to know, that when Jesus visits someone, ever he has a smile, he can never grow old because he has a smile of Jesus Christ. So, the moment you have so many problems, you can even die because of problems, and you can grow old because of problems. But if this time I found that I left in a family whereby they had taken time without even cooking something, preparing dishes, ready to cook something to eat and to at least as they were singing songs of worship. So even I was saying, I wish I had recorded this video, because this is a video which was so amusing to see it would have been, but good enough, I got some photos. But what I've come to know, that the moment we remain faithful, and the moment we remain doing what God has told us to do, a lot of people are going to know the love of Jesus.
Amen.
So many people don't know. They have not tested the love of Jesus.
Yes.
They have tested the bitterness of Satan. they have tested the sickness of Satan.
Mm.
But if we stand on our feet and in faith and in the gap God has put us, I believe that so many people, so many souls are going to turn back to Christ Jesus. And those people who wanted to run away from the grace of Jesus of salvation, they'll come back because God has visited them. So I'm really so happy that God has really showed himself. And what I've come to learn in this situation when I went is that in all the problems someone passes through, it's good to thank God. It's good because the Bible says that there is nothing impossible to God. God, to be God, has to pass through fire. So many people around this widow have been seeing her suffering a lot. But today they have seen the joy of Jesus. They have seen the glory of God coming down to her house. And all of them, they started changing her name to a daughter of God. The other time they were saying that she's forsaken. Now they are saying she's a rich lady and they are giving her names from God. They are giving her good names because God has visited her family. So, you know, when you read in the Bible, there is one man called Jacob. Jacob wrestled with the angel of God all the night because he was tired of the curse on his life.
Yeah.
But as the morning as it was coming to morning, the angel of God himself blessed Jacob, and today is called Israel.
Yes.
The moment we continuously trust God and call upon God, our names will change, and people themselves they will say, "This is a blessed man of God. This is a blessed widow of God. He's a widow of God." Yeah, his husband is God. So why? Because they are seeing all that is needed in the house being provided by me, by God.
Yes.
Shall we take a little prayer, Malika? And thank God for this great day.
Yeah, my dear brother, you can take a little prayer.
Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful blessing. Thank you, for you are the one that made this possible for us all.
Amen.
To help this widow. Thank you, God, for your heavenly support, Malika, and his ministry, and all the team members, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for even provide more, Lord, so even more widows, more orphans can be helped.
Yes.
Thank you, God, that you are able and that you are able to do more than we are praying for.
Amen.
All beyond what we can think of praying about. We ask for your blessings. We ask for your name to be glorified. We ask that people shall be saved. We ask for saved souls in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let many people get to know you, Lord. Get to know your love. Get to know who you are. Father God, in Jesus' name I pray. Let the people's eyes be opened and let them see. Let them see the light from the gospel and let them be saved in Jesus' name. So we ask for your blessings. We ask that many people must be saved, Lord. That your name will be glorified in what we do.
Amen.
We give you all the praise, we give you all the honor. It belongs to you, Father God, no one else.
Amen.
We are just vessels that you use.
Amen.
Thank you, God. You will continue to use us to bless others, to help others, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, Father, we say thank you very much for what you've done so far for most of the widows, and we give you all the praise and honor, Lord Jesus, because you are a good Father. you are a Father who understands us. And what I've come to know, the more we are obedient to you, so many people are going to be helped, and so many people are going to be touched. Father God Almighty, we give you praise and honor because your name is so powerful, your name is so good. Bless our dear brothers in Norway who have stood with us in this ministry of helping the poor and helping the widows. Kindly bless them. I bless my dear Father, also us who are standing to do your work. It's not easy, but it is easy when we are with you. We give you praise and give you honor in Jesus' mighty name. Cover us with your into your blood. Cover our families into your blood.
Amen.
The devil is not up there, but I know God is you are on our side. We give you honor and we say thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And we thank you, Father God, that you let us have your peace. Thank you for the peace of God shall keep our minds and everything in the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord Jesus, because the love is what we're going with. I thank you for the love we can share with each other. Thank you for the love you're pouring into our hearts to love others as we love you and ourselves. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Because we can be lovers and love the poorest. Thank you so much for your love for us and what you have shed to us.
Amen.
Bless Malika, his wife, and his sweet children. I pray for protection over Malika now and in his home and his family and everything he is going to do. I pray that the Holy Spirit is talking to Malika and gives him what to do next and when to wait and just to pray and be with the Lord. I thank you for a close relationship.
Amen.
Father and Jesus to Malika, and just to be loved by you. Malika is getting loved by you, Jesus.
Amen.
I thank you for this relationship. It's the best we have. This is everything. You are everything, Jesus. You're everything, Father.
Amen.
We just thank you for that relationship we have with you. I just pray that it is growing stronger for each of us, the relationship, so we can hear clearer what you are saying to us, what you are telling us.
Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I hope we can take a trip to Africa some day. Maybe next year. We can't say for sure, but it would be so nice to meet you,
Malika,
and
my dear brother, it's my yearning that you should come to Africa, let me say, next year. And also, I want to visit Norway one day, but to let us leave everything to God.
Yes.
And also, I want you to pray for me. I need really a car because we need to move to different areas, reaching out to the people who are suffering and who need the grace of God and the love of God. So today, when I was carrying my bunch of banana, I was asking God, bless me with a car, bless me with a car, because the distance from where the bus stopped me, no one would help me, but I had to walk with my bunch of banana. But I give glory to God that soon you will help me and will provide me, in Jesus' name, a car.
Amen.
What car do you want to have? Four-wheel drive.
Yeah, I need a four-wheel drive car because of our roads are bad, and sometimes because of the weather. Sometimes when it rains, the wheels and the tires are sliding. So I need a four-wheel car, which is at least which carries more than five people or six people.
Yeah.
However, these cars, we have the second-hand cars here in Uganda from Japan. But it will base on how much God will provide to us. But still, God is able.
Yes, God is able.
Yeah.
And we can put this up on our prayer list. And and we can just pray a little prayer about, you want to have a car with four-wheel drive. You want to be able to have more than five passengers, like seven or eight.
Yeah, seven or eight, because it can carry some people and you can put in Bibles, which means you're going for a long trip. Yeah.
Like a HIAC or something. Was that the thinking? Or something?
Yeah, we have Toyota cars, we have a newer car is it's based on the year.
Yeah.
Because when you get a nice year and good model, it can long last at least.
Mm.
But my target is let God's will be done. Because if the moment I remain more faithful, I know He will provide me what I need for His glory.
Amen.
And I believe that, God gave me a driving permit. I'm registered in the government and I have a driving permit. But my focus is to God. He knows the time at which He will provide the car, whereby we shall be using it for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
And Malika, even a motorbike would help in the beginning too.
Yeah, a motorbike can help you, most especially around the city area.
Yes.
And some places where the car cannot reach.
Yeah.
But a motorbike, sometimes it might not help you to carry out Bibles very far. So let us trust God and don't lose hope. Don't lose hope.
We put it on the list of things that we need, and God is the one that over time we will not reach our goals, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father God, I just thank you. I thank you for a good car, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you for a car with four-wheel drive. I thank you for a car that is a good car, that can be driven far away and reach far places. That will be a car that starts up when it shall start. It's good quality. And I ask for a good price for this car. I ask also, Father God, in the name of Jesus, of funds to this car, and that many people will you move their hearts so they are willing to give a amount as they wish in their hearts, as they feel. And that we can help Malika and the team to see these dreams come true so people can be helped. So the gospel of Christ can reach even further. I pray in the name of Jesus, and I thank you, Father God, that we have got it in the name of Jesus. We will just wait for it now.
Amen.
It might be a white car, Malika.
I beg your pardon?
It can be a white car, perhaps, also.
No problem. I know God has got a good plan for us.
Yeah.
For us, for me, I'm just waiting for that miracle to come to pass. I'm seeking Him and praying as I do His will.
And then you can write your banner on the sides of the car.
Yes, my dear brother.
This mission on the sides of the car.
Yeah, because on the mirrors I'll be putting on our mission stickers. God has given me an idea to put stickers on the car where you can put repent, come back to Jesus Christ. And we can put all the vision around on the car whereby people can see and read and know what we are doing.
Yes. So we stand with you, and we have put this prayer request to God. God have heard it, And he will answer at a time that he says the right time.
Amen.
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 Okay, I wish you a blessed night. Say hello to your family and may God bless you all, and we are happy in Christ. Our strength is the joy in the Lord. That is our strength. That we
Amen,
can
my brother.
In our God. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. My dear brother, may God bless you so much all. I try to communicate to the other lady who supported us, and if it's possible, send her all the photos to see what we are doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, please show all friends there. They should know what we are doing and what how the LF reached the widow, and they should continuously pray for us because we have a big work to do.
Yeah. Okay, Malika, bye-bye. I will do this that you said. We will...
Okay. Okay, bye-bye.
We will also put this audio on the page so people can hear all the good things happening.
Oh, glory to God.
The glory, it belongs to Him, not because of anybody say so, but because it is His. In the name
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
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 Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.